Let's go to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Talk with a good friend. I maybe have known her as long as I've known anyone here in the city. She's Sherry Jones, the anchor for Channel 6 News. It's been a long time, Sherry. You're like a little sister to me. I wouldn't say big sister because I'm older than you.
I know. I mean, this goes back to our college days, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. We won't talk about those brain cells we had back then.
We have known each other for a long time, I know, and I'm just so pleased with everything that you've been able to give back to the community, Tony. You're just doing such a great job, and your show's great.
Well,
I love to listen to it.
Thanks, Sherry. And just to put a bug in your ear, Brittany and I are always looking in our families to roll our sleeves up with stuff. So if anything goes on around the community and you need some help, let us know. We'd like to help.
Thank you. I will.
Well, you've got a new show. It's keeping you busy enough having a family and being an anchor for Channel 6. But there's a cool new show called Six in the City, and it's nothing like The View. There's no yelling and screaming and that kind of nonsense, but it's a local show where you talk about local events. Talk about this show. Whose idea was it?
Well, actually, it's something Jane and I were kind of brainstorming in our office one day, just about how we set ourselves apart from the competition in the market. And we're like, we definitely have a very strong female presence. We have females on every single show. Our competition doesn't have that. And so we were talking just about showcasing our personalities more, because when you do the news, you don't really get the opportunity to do that. You're reading very hard news story. You're serious. And sometimes it's just fun to see how we all interact together, and we are all friends. We have just a fantastic time. So we just did our first show the first Monday of the month, and that's going to be our tradition, first Monday of the month. And we had a riot together. People were just so complimentary about being able to see who we are, really laughing and kind of joking with each other, and it turned out great. So Jane and I are really excited. We went to our station manager, our operations manager, and said, I wanted to do this. And it just took off from there.
You know, this is contrary to what the word on the street used to be, that you and Jane didn't get along. Really, that couldn't be farther from the truth, could it?
Well, no, and I think that everyone, you know how people are. It's, what fun is it to say that two women get along and work great? It's better to say, oh, you know, she wants her job and she wants it. But it's never really been like that. We have such an amicable relationship. We're good friends. And the beauty about our working together lately is she wanted to take some time off to be home with Emily before Emily went to college. So I worked full-time, and she went to a reporter position. And I did the 5, 6, and the 11 for 3 years. And then when that contract was up, I said, I needed to stay home for a little bit more. I'll just do the 11 if she would come back and just do the two shows. And she said, yep, Emily's in school, so she does the 5 and the 6. I just do the 11. And we're in the last year of that contract, so we'll see what transpires after that. But it has just been great. You know, we're really good for each other. It's been wonderful.
All right, Sherry, talk about the show, the other four people who are on it, and what the focus is, what you're trying to do and communicate.
Well, the great thing about it is we have Ann Emmerich, who does our noon. We have Brittany Gray, who does our morning, and we have Lauren Thompson, who does the weekends, and we have Lisa Byington, who's our female sports reporter. So the great thing about it is you have Jane, she has a daughter in college. You have myself, I have one in high school, one in middle school, and one in elementary. Anne has two sons in college and one in high school. Lauren just had a brand new baby, and she has a toddler. Brittany is married with a dog, and Lisa's single. So I'm telling you, Tony, we cover the gamut. There isn't one thing that we can't talk about. We have all different perspectives. We come from the 20s to the 50s as far as age range, and it's been great. So the first show was focused on our mothers because it aired the Monday before Mother's Day, and we are so blessed because all of us had our moms. All of us had our moms to be on that show, six moms, and it was neat to see our moms interact with each other and hear the stories about, did you know your daughter was going to go to television at a young age? And Ann Emmerich's mom said that Ann used to walk around the house with a microphone or a hairbrush and interview everything, including the cat. For me, it was more like I took all the interests that I have and brought those together and then decided my I was going to be a lawyer or a journalist, and I thought, well, I'll try TV journalism first, and I can always go back and get my law degree, and here I am 20 years later. So it's worked out really, really well for me. But what we do is we really hope to tackle some of the issues that are important in our community, to go deeper into those, to go deeper into our interviews, to have fun. We're going to do topical things off the front of the show and just talk about things that are going on and then get into deeper things and interesting people as we go along the way.
Boy, did you make a bad career choice early on when it came to cash, because you would have been making more money as an attorney, I tell you.
I know, but I wouldn't be near as happy, I don't think.
Now, the show is going to be every month. You want to see how it works, but you'd like to take it to another level should the success go where you think it may.
100%. We, like I said, the first show and the feedback that we got from that show was wonderful. People were very, they said, we like your chemistry. We think you got something good going here. So we're very proud about that. You know, we, as in any company right now, we have a few people doing a lot of jobs. So we're pressed pretty thin, and what we're hoping to do is if this is successful, maybe we could get our own producer just for the show, and that might be able to amp up the frequency of the show. So we're excited about that. And the next show will be the first Monday in June. I'm working on that one right now. It's going to be focused on some of the powerful women in our community, and I've reached out to, I'm actually going to be speaking with Mrs. Snyder tomorrow and hope in a one-on-one situation, the governor's wife, and hopefully she'll be able to come on our show. Paula Cunningham, the past president of Lansing Community College and right now the president of Michigan National Bank, she's coming on. I've reached out to Susie Merchant. So we're going to have some really neat people that will be coming on in the next month.
Well, Sherry Jones is a graduate of Michigan State University. Sherry, you get a lot of emails. You get to talk to a lot of people around the community. What are they most concerned about?
Well, obviously, at the forefront of everyone's mind right now are these gas prices, because for our state to have an economic recovery, we need to have disposable income. And when gas prices go up, people really pull in because they just don't know. And I think for our state to have any kind of economic recovery, we have to keep those in check. Unemployment, education, those things are always the top of people's minds. They love to see the revitalization of Lansing, though, with the accident fund company coming in and opening that new building. Just phenomenal, the Board of Water and Light's new building. I mean, if you drive downtown, Tony, and I know if you have for the last 20 years, within the last 10 years, it is just, it's a beautiful downtown. It's vibrant, it's alive, and we're so appreciative of everyone that's made that commitment to the city to keep it where it is. But we still have a lot of work to do, and I know that financially, and we just need to promote our city. We need to stay positive, and it's hard, but that's really important, because when people come and visit here, we want them to come back, and I think if we stay positive and show them all the great things, there are Michigan State, the Wharton Center, the Lug Nuts, all those things, it'll help with our community and keep it going strong.
Are you still working with your weekly Crime Stoppers report? Because you've been doing that for a while. It's pretty interesting, and I know it's pretty popular.
It is. It's one of the things that I'm probably most proud of. Our success rate is amazing. When I put on four or five felons, the next day either they've turned themselves in, someone has given us a tip on them, and the police go out to arrest them. Our success rate's right around 90%. People call. I've had mothers call me and say, take my son off the television. I said, well, I will if you turn him in. So I... it has been, and also the part about that I can help families whose maybe children have been murdered and they don't feel that the case is going in the right direction. Maybe it feels like it's turning cold. Once I go out and interview them, put the crime back out there, encourage people to call in, we have solved crimes that way. And it makes the family feel like someone is listening, someone is paying attention, someone hasn't lost focus, and gives them new hope, because the police department's swamped. But the media can help, and I can help do that, just be the liaison. But Crime Stoppers with B&Es, which, are, you know, when times are tough, people are going out and committing these small crimes, and they're on the rise, too, and those are hard to really solve. So we can highlight those bank robberies, and you would be amazed. People, I've had hairdressers call and say, that guy that you had on Crime Stoppers last night, I just shaved his head. I mean, you would not believe it. So really, it's a wonderful service for the community. It makes our community safer. It's a nonprofit. People can donate to the Mid-Michigan Crime Stoppers Agency so that we can have our reward fund go up, because people collect on these rewards. It's all anonymous. They call in, they get a number, they go into the bank, they give the number to the bank person gives them the check. No questions, no, it's all anonymous.
All right, Sherry Jones with Channel 6 WLNS-TV here in Lansing. When is the next Six in the City?
It is the first Monday in June. I do not have my calendar in front of me. I want to say June 6th, maybe?
Okay. I'm going to take your word for that as I go through my BlackBerry right now.
You do that with me. I'm going to look, too.
All right. Well, that will be upcoming. What time do you tape that? When do you tape that?
We tape it just a couple days before, but we tape, okay. It's live to tape, and then what we do is edit it to make sure it's an hour, because we do laugh a lot. We actually have a live audience, too, so if anybody wants to come down to Perspective 2 in Old Town, we will be taping on Tuesday, May 31st at 1 o'clock. Tuesday, May 31st at 1 o'clock. Taping at Perspective 2. Lynn Brown's been fantastic opening up that. We had Crickets donated our set furniture. Smith Floral did all of our flowers. So we have a lot of people supporting us that are in support of what we're doing, want to see it continue. And thank you very much to all of you who have, you know, given us feedback and the community support and the vendors who have helped make just a beautiful set.
We'll talk to you soon, Sherry.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
Yeah.